Welcome to Slingstones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
Cheryl and I are in Colorado and have been for a few days. Right now we're visiting with my son Aaron and his family, having a great time. Unfortunately, the weather hasn't been cooperating just yet. Very wet, very rainy over the past several days, but I'm sure sometime soon the sun will break through. I did get a glimpse just the other day toward the mountains, and they are snow-capped. And when the blue sky was behind them, they were absolutely beautiful. Yesterday, I had the privilege and opportunity to speak at the Christian Counselors Gathering down in Colorado Springs. It's an organization that was pretty much founded by a good friend of mine, Pete Kuiper. He's a wonderful man of God. By the way, if you're looking for someone to spend some time with in very intense, concentrated counseling and healing prayer, you want to get a hold of Pete Kuiper. He runs an organization up in Buena Vista, Colorado, called Crossroads Counseling of the Rockies. I have referred dozens of people to Pete. They go and spend 5 to 8 days with him. He does a magnificent job with them and really takes them through a form of inner healing that he calls heart prayer. Anyhow, I got to be with Pete just yesterday and had the opportunity to talk to the counselors about this issue of identity. I've come to believe more and more that identity is the foundation of all well-being, and that it's very important that we come to understand who we are in Christ, how He is the solid rock upon which our identity rests, and what difference that can make in our day-to-day lives as we walk through a world that's always challenging us that, as we are, we're not enough. It was a good time. We had great discussion and questions. And pretty soon I'll be moving on to another event, which is a 4-day seminar in Colorado Springs called Identity, Integrity, and the Awakening of the True Self. We only have about 8 or 10 spaces left. I think we have almost 100 people signed up so far, and the room only holds about 115. If you're interested and you're in the Colorado area, make sure you contact Lynn Lawson, lynn@healingcare.org, and I'm sure that she would be happy to register you. I think it's going to be a fantastic event. Well, my mind is obviously on this issue of identity, and also, I've been thinking about the response that I've gotten to the awareness exercise that I did the last time we were together on the podcast. There have been a number of people that have contacted me and said that they found that helpful, and they've asked me if I would do it again. And so today, I'm actually going to combine two issues, a brief discussion about this issue of identity, and then a lectio reading of a particular psalm, and then a guided visualization around what that psalm teaches us. So if you found this helpful, here's another opportunity for you to get yourself in a comfortable position in order that I can lead you through a formative exercise of awareness that I hope will draw you not only more deeply into some of the truth of Scripture regarding your identity, but also give you an experience of being in the presence of our Lord. This issue of identity is so foundational for our lives because it impacts self-esteem, self-confidence, self-awareness, self-understanding. If we are basing our identity on our performance, trying to be unique because of the things we do to contribute to our own definition, it can lead to tremendous amounts of anxiety, frustration, even anger. But when we come to the point that we recognize that Jesus has secured our identity as children of God, and therefore all the promises of God are ours in Christ, things begin to change. That's why we talked some time ago about becoming fluent in the language of grace and all the guarantees that God gives us. Well, once you have the lens of inheritance, and that you look at Scripture and what it's teaching you, you begin to see that there are countless Scriptures that are lifting before us the opportunity to reflect on all that God has given us in Jesus Christ. And so today, we're going to spend a little bit of time doing that around Psalm 23. Now, every Christian is familiar with Psalm 23. As a pastor, I've seen it used countless times, particularly when someone's going through a season of distress or at funerals, quite honestly. And there's good reason for that, because it talks in Psalm 23 about what happens when we walk through a dark valley, and that we don't need to fear because Jesus is with us. His rod is beside us. His staff is beside us. These are tremendous teachings. But I have come to believe that Psalm 23 is more about identity security than simply walking through difficult times in confidence of the presence of God to help us through. And so I want to look at Psalm 23 through that particular lens. You see, Psalm 23 begins with this wonderful first verse that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." Boy, isn't that reminiscent of what Paul said in 2 Corinthians when he said, "All the promises of God are yes in Christ Jesus." The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. I don't need to add anything to the security that I have, because Jesus Christ has accomplished it all. It then goes on to talk about what Jesus will do for us. He will make us to lie down in green pastures, which has to do with taking us into seasons of rest and rehabilitation and restoring our lives. It then goes on to talk about him leading beside quiet waters, which is about refreshing. And then the fact that he will guide us in the right direction. These are promises. There's no condition on these promises, if you've noticed. It's not saying, if you are good today, if you have given money, if you have read your Bible, if you have prayed. No, it says that the Lord is your shepherd. That happened when you expressed faith in Christ. And because the Lord is your shepherd, you will find rest. You will be restored. He will guide you along the right path. Trust that. That's why the scripture is saying that you lack nothing. It then goes into that section about the even though, that difficult place that we often go through where there is darkness and there is trial. And it talks about the fact that we don't have to fear there because he's with us, that his rod and his staff will comfort us. Then it goes on beyond that and says that God prepares a table for us right in the presence of our enemies. He is the one that prepares the table. He then anoints us with oil and our cup will overflow. And then the scripture says, "Surely goodness and love will follow us all the days of our life, and we will be able to dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now, I want to come back to this central truth that I've been trying to emphasize on this issue of identity. None of this is conditioned on our behavior. You'll notice there's no if in Psalm 23. If you are being good, if you are obeying my law, if you are not sinning, then I will. No. The bottom line is this: when we become the children of God, God is our Father. Or in this image, when we become part of the flock of God, the Lord is our shepherd. And this is the way the Lord shepherds his lambs, the way he shepherds you. It's part of the inheritance of being a child of God that we have this opportunity to meet the Lord in such a fantastic way of great generosity. I know I've brought it up before, and I love to repeat the fact that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it talks about the fact that God loves to, he lavishes his love upon his children, and then it says, and that is who we are. Again, no condition. Once Christ has come into our lives, once we've surrendered ourselves into the heart of Christ, a deep transformation takes place. If today you're feeling some insecurity because of a situation of your life, or maybe you're struggling through some way that you're not living up or out of who you really are in Christ, there's a promise here. You are God's child. He'll lavish his love on you. That is part of your inheritance as God's children, not part of a performance reward for good behavior. I think this is very, very important for us to come to grips with as we begin to think about the issue of identity security. As the world is clamoring, telling us that we have to work harder to measure up in order that we can have all of our core longings met, God is telling us in his scripture that through Jesus Christ, we have been made his children, and therefore, he has done great things that enable us to stand. You see, standing was what he was talking about, Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians when he said, you'll be able to stand because you know that all the promises of God are yes in Christ, because you know that you've been anointed, you're marked as his own, and you have the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. We went over that. Well, it doesn't hurt for us to go over it again. Now we're in Psalm 23, and what we're seeing in Psalm 23 is a similar metaphorical way of looking at this same set of truths. Now, what I'd like you to do is to get yourself in a position of receptivity. Now, obviously, if you're driving in a car or on a walk, it's a little bit more difficult, but even then, you can practice this. So right now, let's do another awareness exercise, but this time we're going to do it around Psalm 23. So, if you will, right now, find a comfortable position and begin to quiet your heart. I encourage you to take a few deep breaths. I always take breaths in through my nostrils and out through my mouth. Breathe in very deeply. Hold it for a moment. And then let it out. And do that several times. Would you do that right now? Now, as you're doing that, I want you to begin to hear your internal voice simply say, come, Holy Spirit. And as you're hearing the Lord say, come, Holy Spirit, become open and aware to the Spirit's presence in your life. Stay in the present moment. If distracting thoughts come, just let them pass on by. And listen as I read Psalm 23 to you. The Lord is your shepherd, and you lack nothing. He's going to make you lie down in green pastures, and he will lead you beside quiet water. Your shepherd will refresh your soul. Your shepherd is going to guide you along the right path for his name's sake. And even though you walk through difficult times, dark valleys, don't be afraid. Look, you can see that he is with you. Can you see his rod? Can you see his staff? Let them comfort you. Your Lord, your shepherd, your Father prepares a table for you right in the presence of your enemies that are harassing you. He will take the time to anoint your head with oil. Your cup will begin to overflow, and you will find that goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, as you're in this posture of receptivity, invite the Holy Spirit to take over your imagination, to sanctify it, to set it apart for his use. Will you do that, please? As the Holy Spirit begins to access your imagination, invite him to create there a picture of you standing in a beautiful mountain meadow. There's a well-worn path in front of you. On each side is tall mountain grass and beautiful mountain wildflowers. A stream is rippling down beside you. And out in the distance, you can see snow-capped mountains. Would you spend a little time right now, right there? Be there present with him. Now, as you are, invite the Holy Spirit to help you picture Jesus suddenly walking toward you on the path. Notice how you feel as you see Christ coming. Allow yourself to be present with him. suddenly. He reaches out his hand to you, and you know he wants you to extend your hand. And as you do, he takes your hand, and you begin to walk down this path together. The warmth of the sun is on you. The clear blue sky above is so refreshing. And the sound of the stream at your side does restore your soul. And suddenly you can see it right there in the meadow. There is a table. A long, beautiful table, covered with a white tablecloth, with a chair seated, one chair, only one chair, seated there beside the table. And on that table is the most amazing food and fare that your mind could ever have imagined. Can you see it? Spend a little time there. Continue in the rhythm of your breathing, and invite the Holy Spirit to help you be present. Now, Jesus takes you to the chair and invites you to sit. So be seated there and look at all that is upon that table as the Lord stands beside you, your shepherd, to serve you. To your right on the table is a chalice. It's a simple chalice and yet elegant. Can you see it there? And beside the chalice is a pitcher. And you can see that it appears as though that pitcher is filled with wine. Jesus places his hand on your shoulder, and with his other hand, he reaches the pitcher, and he looks at you with eyes of liquid love. Can you see that? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you see that. And Jesus takes the pitcher, and he begins to pour water into the chalice. And as he's pouring, he asks, "Would you like to drink of the kingdom?" And a thirst inside of you rises up to such a degree that you know this is what you've been waiting for your whole life. Can you say, yes, you want to drink of that kingdom, the wine of the kingdom? But then something happens. You notice that Jesus is pouring the wine into the chalice. It's half filled, three-quarter filled, and as it comes to the rim, he doesn't stop. And all of a sudden, the wine begins to pour down around the chalice. And you say, "Jesus, stop, you're spilling it, Jesus." And he laughs, and the wine comes, and it spills down and stains this beautiful white tablecloth, and it begins to drip down off the table. It's even coming upon the grass around you and onto your feet. And you keep saying, "Jesus, stop, you're wasting it." And the Lord says, "No, in my kingdom, this is not waste." And then he stops and he invites you to drink of the wine of the kingdom. Will you do that right now? Take a drink. Drink it in. It holds the life of the kingdom. And Jesus provides it just for you. Now imagine that after you drank from it and you set the chalice down and you felt fully satisfied, suddenly Jesus begins to pour more in the chalice. And again, it comes half full, three-quarter full, and it spills down even more, staining the saturated tablecloth down upon the ground. And then he looks at you and you can feel his love like never before. And then he says these words, "This is the generosity that will follow you all the days of your life, because you are my child and you lack nothing. You are my child and you lack nothing. Nothing." My friend, I want you to leave today knowing that the Lord is your shepherd. All the promises of God are yes in Christ. Your identity has been made secure because Jesus crossed the universe for you. I encourage you, please read and reread Psalm 23 for yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to use your imagination to picture all the wonderful truths that are there. And may the Lord seal this in your heart, that you might go into a world that says you're not enough and know that you are complete in Christ. God bless you, my friend, and may you sense His face shining on you today.